Now we're up to the chicken with the kluskuchis. Tani Rabbi by Yecheskel, Tarna Golshai, Roshalavi, a kluskuchis, and talk about the Shabrai. Shali Nezik Shali. That the Tarnagoyla's got its head stuck in a. Maybe it didn't get stuck, maybe it likes to have its head in the kluskuchis. And it made noise and broke the keli. The koil is kaychai, it's not gufay, mimela it's tzrayris. And yet, Mishan Nesek Shalom. From Rav Yosef, Amri Bey Rav, Susha Tzonaf HaChamar Shanar V'Shibra Sakeilim, Mishan Chatsi Nesek. So what do we see from Rav Yosef? That really a koil is tzrayris. My lav, kagayin da'ovit t'losa zimni. So why here is it Nezek Shalei? By the koil of a sauce and the koil of a chamor, it's chatzi Nezek. By the koil of a tarnagol, it's Nezek Shalei. What's pshat in the prize? So, my lab could only do it plus a zim. Well, b'ha kivifli, mar sovi yesh hado, mar sovi yesh hado. That the question is, when it gets a tzad stuck, when it makes a koil in the battle, is that if the three times, is that Hadar or not Hadar? But come to you, Master Yesh Hadar, Master Hadar. The Gemara like Bechadzim, but talk to the Sumpus Rabban and Kamifligi, the same way out we had all along, that it's Taka Tzrayris, we're not changing, it's Taka Tzrayris. And the man diyamin et mechayim nezek shalem is because he holds like sumfis. It's right to Gemara v'hamishunahu. So this kasha v'hamishunahu needs a hesber. What does it mean v'hamishunahu? What's mishuna about the story? What's mishuna about the story is the sticking into the head, or what's mishuna about the story is the chicken, the screaming the kail, and I guess it's a rooster, kind of does a rooster, it always screams. I don't know, maybe a different sound. I don't know, what sound does a rooster make to break a bottle? It's the normal sound that it always makes, it's a different sound. We have to experiment. The only way to figure out this Gemara is to bring in a couple of roosters with bottles. And figure it out. What? So Barzini makes it. Yeah, that's going to be a crime.
Rebbe is doing the same thing, but not as
Barzini
did for a moment.
Elamai is making.
It's making the same noise, but it's making the noise for no reason.
It's making the same noise, or it's making a noise that's normal for a rooster to make when it has bottles over its head. Rashi says, "Mishana tarnagol she'ein derech darkei l'tkaya b'kli." It's not normal for it to get its head in a bottle. I said, "I understand." So mishunahu means. So two things we have to figure out. It's definitely not normal for it to get its head stuck in a bottle. And then there's a second nekuda. Once its head is stuck in the bottle, whether it's a normal thing for it to make these sounds. Enough to break a bottle, at least. Now, L'chaira, this is where the Arsameach brings in this sugya. L'chaira, this comes back to the Machlaikis, the Rosh and the Rambam, that we had in the previous parak, the Kalba Dachla Imra. When we had the case where Kelev attacked a live sheep, which is not normal, and it killed the sheep. And after killing the sheep, it ate the meat of the sheep. So the Rambam, so the Gemara says that that's Karen. The Kavod Achle Imra is Karen. So the Rambam learns that it's Karen, and it's Chatzi Nezek on the entire value of the Imra. That it's Karen, and it's Chatzi Nezek on the entire value of the sheep. And the Rosh had a taina, right? What did the Rosh say? Rush said that on the killing of the sheep, the path that it goes from being alive to being dead, it's takachati nezek, because for it to kill a sheep is not normal. But once the dog kills the sheep, for it to eat the meat, that's perfectly normal. That's regular shame. So memela time is the time of the rush that kavod achlimra is only chati nezek on the mishum hadika part, and what follows later is orche. Now the Rambam took on that the whole thing is chati nezek. How does he answer the rush's taina? That the rush's taina that eating the meat is normal. So the way we understood, I don't know if we had a second mahalach, the way we understood the Rambam was that if you put yourself, the says that the animal puts itself into an unusual circumstance, then the whole thing that follows is mishuna. The whole thing that follows is keren. Everything that follows afterwards is keren because it put itself into a derech hamishuna. So it's taka normal for it to eat the meat once it kills the sheep. But nevertheless, the whole matziv of being in such a matziv where it kills a sheep and memela has meat, the whole story is mishona. Memela, everything that follows is also mishona. It's also keren al pi din, which is a chiddush. But that appears to be the Rambam shita, and Rambam Shita and L'chaira. Now there, when we learned Kavod Ochle Imra, I showed you a rush. The rush was in the second parak. In fact, the rush is not even in this Gemara. It's in Siman Gimel. It's a Gemara later. The exact Gemara we'll get to in Mitzvah Shem next man. But basically, the Pelyaitza that the rush is talking about is if you lock a dog in a place where it's not normal that it could get out. You lock a dog in a room. The Gemara says that it's the derech of a dog to be able to dig under the walls. But let's say you put it in a room where it's not normal for it to dig under the walls. And the dog gets out anyway. And then it eats urakis, it eats something that's normal. Is the eating of those urakis have a din of shame or have a din of keren? You follow? The dog is locked up in a good way. You locked up the dog in a way that's normal to lock up dogs. And through Eifer Mishuna, the dog got out. And then the dog ate things that it's normal for it to eat. So like the rush is a Dover Pashant. According to the rush, that's shame. Because the rush says, I don't care how he got there. Once he's there, it's normal for him to eat it. So that's shame. So the Rosh says it doesn't matter how the dog got out. If Lamaisa, once it gets there and it eats, it's normal. That's shame. What? If the matzav is, the violin will have a ptura. It's not a ptura. But is it more of an oinus than Karen? Whatever the Gedorim, if you hold it, you need a shmira. That Karen is chayiv when you did a shmir mu'ula, so then you'll be chayiv. You hold it's only chayiv when you did a shmir p'chusa, so then you'll be that way. You know, whatever shmir it needs, that's the case.
So when you say on Shabbos that it's normal for you, not that it's normal to get out, but the fact that it got out, you'll say that you're over for shame. And then, if let's say you're trapped on Shabbos, you won't be over on traffic either, because once it comes out, and therefore you're trapping an existence, would it be totally in the same way?
I don't know. It's an interesting question. You trap an animal in the way that most animals are trapped, but this animal is able to get away. I'm not kidding. It's probably not trapped. See, on the etzim trapping, there's no machlokes. On the fact that this animal could get out, everyone says that's mishuna. Now, something an animal does only when it's mishuna, is that considered trapping? I don't know. But that half of it is not the machlokes. The half that it was trapped and it got out in the Derech Mishuna, that would be Karen, Be'etzem, that's Karen, that everyone agrees. The question is, if now, once it got out, the animal ran and it ate somebody's Urakis, and it's just a Nizik, some Chayiv, is that Shane or is that Karen? So that's Vaita, the Rosh says that that's Zichah Shane. I think we would assume that it's Zichah Shane. And the Rosh is the day from Rashi later, that it's Rashi holds that it's Karen. That Kozeman, I guess Kozeman, it broke out, and the owner didn't get wind of it. Once the owner gets a hold of it, so the whole cheshbon starts again. But if the animal broke out and went and ate Urakis, the eating of Urakis, Rashi, which is apparently the Rambam Shita, holds that if you get into a matzav mishuna, then that itself is a makes a keren, even though what the animal did is perfectly normal. So this appears to be a machlaikis, as I said, between the Rosh and everybody else. The Rosh against the Rambam, the Rosh against Rashi. Appears to be a machlaikis. Now, the Rosh says, how are you going to learn the Kasha here? What's Mishonahu? Rashi learns that sticking its head in a bottle is Mishonah. Okay? So Rashi Lishitasa is good. It sticks its head in a bottle, it's Mishonah. Once its head is stuck in the bottle for it to scream, that's apparently normal. So it stuck its head in its bottle, that's Mishonah. If afterwards it screams in the bottle, Rashi Lishitasa holds that any time you get yourself into a matziv through a derech mishana, even if afterwards the animal does something normal, that's also called mishana. So Rashi will hold that all the cases are the same. The case of kavadach le'imra is totally keren, because it starts off mishana. The case of fatira is totally keren, because it starts off mishana. And the case of breaking the bottle is totally keren, because it starts off b'derech mishana. It stuck its head in the bottle, which is Mishonah, and even though the coil of the Tarnagel is normal, then nevertheless, that's going to be have a din Mishonah. But like the Rosh holds that if getting into the Matziv is Mishonah, it doesn't matter. If afterwards you do something normal, that's called Orchayu. If after killing the Imra you eat the meat, that's called Orchayu. Then it's Shver. Then over here also, Taka sticking its head into the bottle is Mishonah. But if making a coil and breaking the bottle is normal, so then what's the Kasha HaMishonah?
What does Rashi say sticking the head into the bottle is
Shein darkei l'tkaya b'kli. I guess you could touch it either way. It's not normal for it to make koilus in the keli. Alright. Yeah, actually, from the next Rashi, you see it more. Like you're saying. Yeah, next Rashi is much like you're saying. All right, so what we're saying is that the Rosh will have to learn. We'll talk after see how Rashi's learning. In the Rambam, which way? We're sticking in the head, is Mishonah. We'll see the Rashi in a minute. We have to see the Rashi. The way the Arsameach says the Rosh has to learn in Mishonahu is that it's going on the coil. Getting its head in the Bible is also Mishonah, but we don't care about that. We care if the Shviras HaKli is Mishonah. So the Rosh learns that sticking its head into the bottle, whether it's Mishonah or not, is irrelevant. And once it sticks its head in to make a tile, that's the Dover HaMishonah. That's the way the Rosh is going to have to learn. So what's the problem with that? If the Kasha HaMishonah is that it's not normal for it to make noises in a bottle, to break a bottle through a coil, so it's a teretz. The teretz is the ispei bizrani, that it has seeds inside. How does that help? That's normal to get the head in. But is that normal to make a coil? So here, Rashi deshadubei bizrani, Rashi Taka says, that she is run bakli dorchelach nesrosh b'saychay v'lechol. Kina dorchelachol orche nami litzayk. It seems that chickens or roosters, when they eat, they make noise. It's normal when it eats to be tzayek. And since it's normal when it eats that it's tzayek, so once the bizrani is inside, then the koil is normal also. So the kasha mishunahu is a kasha on the koil. And the teretz, this baby's shadu bebizrani, is also on the koil. They're both going on the koil. That's the way the Rosh has to learn. So we have two pshatim in the Gemara. What the teretz is. Now, why Rashi says the koil is normal, I'm not sure. Because Rashi doesn't agree with the Rashi Shita, Jai Darach Klal. At least that's the way the Rashi understands. And why does Rashi have to say the koil is Mishana? It's enough to sticking in the head is Mishana? Mechayel, it's like. Alright, maybe Rashi just tells them this Vitzara Svara, that it's not normal for an animal to make kailas, for a bird to make kailas to break kailim, so Rashi Vitzara Svara had to answer that that's also orche. So Akoponim, these are two ways to learn the Gemara, and the Machlok Sorosh and the Rambam is it'll be totally in this. Now, for a minute, just what about the previous Gemara? The case of the Mar HaTolas Galalim. Should that be told in this also? The case of HaTolas Galalim, what was the case according to the Maskana? That the animal is standing in a narrow place where it can't go anywhere else and it's Matol Galalim. Shouldn't that also be told in the Maslaikas Rosh and the Rambam? The animal got itself somehow into a mess. It stuck somewhere. And there's an Issa under it. And it's Matul Galalim. So he asked this Mishonah. So the Gemara says, no, Mishonah, the animal is stuck in this spot. The Dachak Layalma, Rashi said, it means he's stuck. So it's not Mishonah. Isn't that right? The Machlokes is the Rambam and the Rosh. Like the Rosh. I understand. Once the animal is stuck somewhere, to be Matul Galalim is normal. Every animal is Matul Galalim. According to the Rambam, if getting into a matziv is mishona, what you do afterwards is also mishona. So when this animal got itself dochek le'alma, why isn't that tolas galolim also mishona? It got itself into a narrow spot, or maybe someone put it into a narrow spot, and it can't go anywhere. So now it's matzal galolim and isa. Why isn't that Mishona? Why isn't that Karen? Right?
It's different in that case.
Why was it different?
Because in all these cases, the animal itself got itself into that situation. But here, the animal itself didn't get itself into that situation. It seems from the Gemara that someone put it there or someone made it happen like that. So, it should only be Karen when the animal itself did. When somebody else took there, it's just a circumstance.
Someone else put him there. The Dachak La'alma means that someone put him there. So someone put him there, the animal didn't do any Dabar Mishana. Maybe that's what it means, the Dachak La'alma. It's funny, if that's the Ikar Nekuda, why it doesn't say that. And I wonder how the Rambam brings it. Who has a Rambam here? Someone has a Rambam in the back of the Gemara. How does the Rambam bring Dachak Le'alma in it's no way the Rambam just skips the whole din. The Rambam skips the whole din of HaTolas Galalim. It's not brought down, at least the way it's set in
Sulah.
What?
Is that the case of the rope with the dough on it?
The rope with the dough on it, it's also Mishana. The rope with the dough. What about the rope with the dough? It's also Mishana, that different kind of Mishana. It has nothing to do with the animal. Yeah, I understand. But what's unusual is that somebody has a dirty rope in the house that has food on it. The Rambam says to leave it out, right?
Why would the Gemara say in such a case that Dafka
Le'Alma, unless it meant to be Dafka? Well, Dafka Le'Alma is Dafka, but the Gemara doesn't say clearly that a person did it. Dafka Le'Alma means it's, Alma here means it's space, it's time. The word Alma doesn't mean people did it. I'm not sure. If it meant dafka through people, it also would have said a different lashon. Lashon is ambiguous. Right, maybe that's the pshat. Maybe the pshat is that someone did it. So it's different. That's the case, then there will be a teretz. Okay, so basically we have the two mahalchim of the Rosh and the Rambam, and that should be consistent, hopefully, through all the cases we're going to have about Shein. We're still going to have Shein for a few black. That if you're coming to a Mishnah Dikamatziv, it's different. Yeah. Maybe Tinfa Paris. I think on Daf Gimel we suggested that Tinfa Paris could be totally in this also. Tinfa Paris means the animal standing over Paris, and it's Matal Meraglayim, according to some Rishayim. Rashi learned, no, it means that it's rolling in Paris. So it could be the same thing. If it's standing over Paris and Matal Meraglayim, is that Mishana? Well, it's walking. It happens to be standing over Paris when it's Matal Meraglayim. So to be in that exact spot is Mishonah. But the animal did is not Mishonah. And we say it's Shein. Rashi says that it's talking about rolling in. Rashi holds maybe it's not Shein. The thing is, Rashi gives really a different reason why he holds that's Shein for Paris. So Rashi holds it's Paris. Okay, how it applies to Tinfa Paris and Atolas Galolan, I'm not sure, but we have at least the three cases that we are clear. The Kabbalah Achal Imr case, and the Tarnagal Shaisha Raisha, and the Chatira Sarah Ketlev. Those three cases we seem to be clear, that those three cases are this Machlaikis Rishayim. Now, when the Gemara asks Hamashunahu, and the Gemara answers this, but this Rani, what's a Nafkamina? If you have a halacha l'maaseh, you have a rooster sticks its head in its bottle, and it screams and it breaks the bottle. Is there any nafkamina if it's tzrayris, if it's regel and orche and it's tzrayris, or if it's lav orche and it's keren tam? Is there any nafkamina l'maaseh which one it is? Let's say you want to say halachah. Now, like sumchis, it's a nafkamina. It's tomorrow's only sumchis. A sumchis is a very big nafkamina. According to sumchis, tzrayrus is nezek shalayin, and the didan is chatzi nezek. But lahalacha, is there any difference if you have a rooster that sticks its head in the bottle and it screams and breaks the bottle? You have two roosters. Each one did it. One did it in a bottle that has seeds, and one did it in an empty bottle. One is tzrayrus, because there were seeds, it's orchei, but it's tzrayrus because it broke it with a kail. And one is mishona because it stuck its head in, and it's mishona. Is there any nafkamina if isbei bezrani or el isbei bezrani? Is there any nafkamina l'maisa? It's kai chatzi nezek either because it's tzrayrus or chatzi nezek.
Whether
it can become a mul, it'll apply. But in the etzem, whether it's chayav b'shus harav, it would also apply. Okay, but this gemara, by Tana Gosh Aisha Radla, which doesn't mention it was b'shus harav, and makes a chiluk hamishunah, who l'chayav is only an afkamina leit tzolchis. Is an afkamina leit us? Be an afkamina if you made it a knas. Okay. Nafkamina is right there. But they're all the normal Nafkaminas in Karen and Shane Reg. The Ursameach says L'chayrin is another Nafkamina. If you pay Revi and Nezek, L'shitzad that Yeshini L'tzrayris, which is next Gemara, that a Shinoi and Tzrayris together is Chayiv Revi'a. Chayiv will be another Nafkamina if it's Bebe's Rani, that if it's his Bebe's Rani, it's Tzrayris of Shane or of Regel, and it's Chayiv Chatzin Nezek. If there's nothing in the barrel and it sticks its head in and it breaks it with a coil, then it's Tzrayris of Karen, and it should be Chayiv only Revi'a Nezek. Chayra, there'll be an afkamina if it's just Bizrani or less of Bizrani Lididan in the Chiv itself, because we pass into Sveika Dedina. It can't be mighty from someone by Karen Sreiris, it can't be mighty more than Revi'a. Yes, it can't be mighty more than Revi'a, so it'll be an afkamina if it's Bizrani or less Bizrani. And our Sameach makes a diuk, I believe, in Lashon Rambam, that Lididan there is no nafkamina. Now the nafkaminas you were saying are true for Maida B'Knas or Rishus Rabin, but he means in this case that we're talking about, which is Rishus HaNizik and he wasn't Maida B'Knas, there's no difference if this babe is Rani or less babe is Rani. And why is there no difference? So the Sameach suggests this, the kuda we're talking about, that the shinoi is not in the koil. Like the Rambam, the shinoi isn't getting its head stuck in there. The koil part, that's not the shinoi. The bayah of yesh shinoi v'tzrayris requires that the shinoi is in the tzrayris itself. Even though getting into a matziv, we consider it to be keren, but to knock it down to revi'a nezek, you can't knock it down because mamon afshah. If you go according to the sticking of its head in, that's not tzrayris, that's gufa. If you go according to the koil, that's not Mishuna, that's Tzrayris. So it's really two halves of the story. The first half of the story stuck its head in, it's Chatzin Nezek because it's Karen. The second half of the story, you made a koil and broke the bottle, it's Chatzin Nezek because it's Tzrayris. But you can't put them together and make a double and make it knock it down to a quarter, because the Tzrayris and the Shinoi were separate from each other. And Rosh Hashanah says, in such a case, there'll be no ibaya of yesh if you pay revi if yeshinu l'tzrayus then yeshinu l'tzrayus. Okay, let's move on. This nakud at least we'll still have later in the parak. Let's see vayt. The boy Ravashi, as I told you, these are boys one after the other. Boy Ravashi yeshinu l'tzrayus levi nezek yeshinu l'tzrayus levi nezek. You're familiar. We discussed this already. The shaila is, if you have tzrayris, which is Karen, we're going to call it Karen, even though Reb Chaim said it doesn't mean it's Karen, it means it's Mishuna. It's still Regel, but okay, we'll call it Karen. Boy Rav Ashi, yeshinu l'tzrayris or v'ya nezek. If you have tzrayris of Karen, is it a quarter? Or yeshinu l'tzrayris or v'ya nezek? Or, no, tzrayris is always here. So what's the ibaya? What are the two tzadim of the ibaya? It's funny, here the Gemara doesn't say. The other Yibayis, the Gemara said to Tzadim. So this will learn like Rashi. Rashi learns the Shaila is, does a Tam pay Chatzin Nezek? Or does a Tam pay Chatzin Mu'id? That's the Gemara's Yibayis. Karen Tam, what's Akabalah? Akabalah is Karen Tam pay Chatzin Nezek? Then, even if it's Tzrayris, Karen Tam, it still pays Chatzin Nezek. Or is our Kabbalah that Karen Tam pays Chatzi what a Mu'ud pays? And if it pays half of what a Mu'ud pays, then it pays Revi'a Nezek. If you learn Rashi, I think that's the way Rashi learns the Baya, Rashi Yeshil and Tzrayris. Rashi says, why should it be Revi'a Nezek? Doha Adosan Chatzi Nezek. The Mu'ud is Chatzi, Hilka Tamusa Revi'a Nezek. So that's the Gemara's Ibaya. What does a Tam pay? Half of a Mu'id? Half of what a Mu'id pays? Or half of the Hezek? Nafkamina be by Tzrayris if it pays a quarter or a half. So the Gemara says, Tipshat le midirava, the Bayi Ravi yesh adal le Tzrayris, ain't adal le Tzrayris. Achal de'in shinoi. He's talking about Tzoriris going up to Nezek Shalai. We're assuming we knew he meant it's talking about going up to Nezek Shalai. The Chalda and Shinei. So Gemara, Gemara, Rav, and Timsalai, Mekamer. Timsalai, and Shinei, Yeshedai, and Aida, Teku. So this sugya has a lot of Yibayas, and come on, all of them end up with not Peshit Yibayah. That we buy by the Teku, if Yeshinei, Letzoriris, and Shinei, Letzoriris, therefore, the halacha is of the Rosh. If you have a Teku, so you only have to pay, Bezna's only Mechayiv, you Ravi Nezek. But if you taste this Chatzi Nezek, so Tfisa helps a Chatzi Nezek. That's the Rosh's psak. And if you look in the Rosh goes a step more. The Rosh says that it's an Iboya de la Yeshita if a Mishonah de Katsrairis pays Chatzi Nezek or Ravi Nezek. If it's Rairis of Karen, pays Chatzi Nezek or Ravi Nezek. Now, we are going to have Ibayas later in the Sonnet in cases where it's an Ibaya if something is Karen or Regel. We'll have Shairis, so an animal goes in a narrow place, it can't go any other way. If that's Karen or Regel, and it's also going to be Tekum. And if you have any boy, if something is Karen or Regel, and it's a Teku, it's right to the same thing. Bezin's only Mechayev Chatzi Nezek. And Fisa helps the Nezek Shalom. The Rosh says here something, he says it like it's not a Chiddush. He says, what's the din in a case where you have this, two Iboyas in one case? You have a case where an animal does Tzoriris, and it's an Ibaya if the Tzoriris is Karen or Tzoriris of Rega. You have a case, an animal's walking in a place, it can't go any other way, and it's Vata, and it's Titiza. The question is that Tzoriris of Karen or Rega? Or not. So here, if you hold cup, you have a Svek Sveka. If an animal goes in a place where it's a Suffolk if it's Karen or Regel, and it does Tzoriris. So you have one Suffolk, is it Regel, and it pays Chatzi Nezek, or is it Karen? And even if it's Karen, we have a Shiloh. The Tzoriris of Karen pay Chatzi Nezek or Ravi Nezek. It's a Svek Sveka. Okay, you have a situation where the animal did something which to be chayiv is a case of a svek sveka. How much it's chayiv? If it's chayiv Ravi Nezek or if it's chayiv Chatzi Nezek. In the Rishus HaRabin, if you would have such a case, the animal is going in the Rishus HaRabin and it does something which is Suffolk Regel, Suffolk Karen. I feel within Salaima it's Karen, it's Safik Chatzi Nezek or Nezek Shalom. This says it's Safik Chatzi Nezek or Ravi Nezek. So here, you have a Svek Sveka which way? I think you're helping cops, Svek Svekas. You have an animal goes Bishus Arabin, and it does a type of Tzroiris, which is Safik Regal, Safik Karen. Okay? So help cop. If it's Regal, what's it in? Chotel Lagami. If it's Karen, then it's either Chatzi Nezek, it's Tzoriris, or Ravi Nezek, because it's Shinev Tzoriris. There are three possibilities. Either Potter, Chatzi Nezek, Ravi Nezek. Right? It's a Svek Sveka, what the din is. Okay, either Regal, which is Potter, or Karen, which is Mayim. And as long as it's Karen, it's either Ravi Nezek or Chatzi Nezek. The person went. Now, what's Bezdin going to paskin? Bezdin is going to paskin that you're potter. We can't be mechayiv you. We have a suffix and it's Karen or Regel. Bezdin will say we can't be mechayiv you. The Nizik went and grabbed. He was typhus the behemoth. Is he allowed to take, now that he was typhus, how much is he allowed to hold take? Ravi could take because it's a suffix. Either it's Regel, which is potter, or Karen, which is chayiv at least a quarter. What happens if he wants to be typhus the whole half? So what would you say? He's typhus, and he's saying, I want to keep Chatzi Nezek. Because maybe it's Karen, and maybe Karen pays Chatzi Nezek. So
I would say, Hashgacha Rishon, I would say it's a Sfak Seika. You can't pay kias because you have a Sfak Seika against you. Maybe it's regal and it's Patel Gamri. You didn't even say it's Karen. Maybe Yeshina Litzroyus and it pays Rabbi and Ezek. It's a Sfak Seika against you. Does Tfisa help pay Sfak Seika? The Rosh says that Tfisa helps. That's the finish of this Rosh. The Rosh doesn't even buy your eyes on anything. He just says, Psak Halach, at the end of the Soviet, that Tfisa helps. And not only does Tfisa help, but even B'makom Sfak Seika, Tfisa also helps. As I state in the Rosh. In the Shef Shmaitza, not only Shef Shmaitza, in Tokfei Kayin, the Shach in Tokfei Kayin brings this Rosh as a makar that Tfisa helps B'makom Sfak Seika. That a tokfei, someone grabs money from someone else, and there are two tzedadim out of three that he's not mechuyev to pay you, that tfisa helps, even by a sfak seika. That's the tokfei kayin, the shef shmaitz and shmaitz aleph, parakhav gimel, he quotes the tokfei kayin, and this is his raya, that tfisa helps, even by a sfak seika. Now, what is this tolian? We're not holding in the sugya Sfak Seika. But this is totally in the sugya in Ksuvis, Taftes. Why are we makel by Sfak Seika? You remember? That's the reason we're makel by Sfak Seika. Why is Sfak Seika Lakula and Halacha? Some of the rabbis says Lachumra. Sfak Seika is Lakula, why? Okay, so that's the Rambam's chat. Or Rashi's chat. Why is this Sfak Seika mutter? The Rashba says Sfak Seika is mutter because of Raiv. You have Raiv Tzedadim, Lakula. The Rashba says Sfak Seika is mutter because you have Raiv Tzedadim, Lakula. The Rambam says Sfak Seika is mutter because one Safik is a Safik Deras Lachumra, which itself is a Din Derabanan, like the Rambam. So Sfak Seika is a Safik of a Din Derabanan of Safik Deras. But the Rashba Shita is that Sfak Seika is Mutter Mitam Raiv. Taisus and Ksuvis Daftes, where the Gemara there is talking about a woman who's found to be not a Basula. The question is whether she should, she's entitled to Ksuba or not. So Taisus there asks that she should collect Ksuba. Mikayach Sfak Seika. That she should collect a ksuba, the husband says she wasn't a basula. So Taisus has a case of a Sfak Seika. That maybe the husband's not a baki bahatiya, maybe he doesn't know what he felt. And the second suffix, even if she is a ba'ula, maybe she was ba'ula, maybe she was a ba'ula tachtav, and maybe she was a ba'ula, I guess ba'ainis, and therefore she's entitled to a ksuba. Or she was a bula taftav after the ksuva. So she's entitled. So Taisus says from a Sfak Seika she should get the ksuva. So she takes Taisus. Taisus like our Rosh. Get a Sfak Seika, you can collect money. So Yeshua there says it can't be. So Yeshua says it can't be. Ain holkim the mamin acharav. By mamin, you don't go basarayv. If Sfak Seika is mitam rayv, which is shita sarashva. So by Sfak Seika, you can't be mighty mommy. By Sfak Seika, because Sfak Seika is Mekayach, if you hold like the Rashi is Mekayach Raiv, and Sfak Seika is Mekayach Raiv, and Hocha Mom and Achar Raiv. So Taisus and Ksubis, he has a Teretz. So Taisus and Ksubis, he could answer. But what about here? There's the Sfak Seika. The Rosh has here a Sfak Seika. And Sfak Seika here.
Rashi
tells you
that he's potter.
What?
Rashi tells you that
I'm potter. Right, Rashi says he's potter. By us? By us, Sfak Seika says he's potter, and Tfisa helps. And his Taisus it helps, he has a Sfak Seika against him. What I mean to say is, Sfak Seika. So the first case I mentioned.
where it's sex fake, Bishus and Nizik. No, okay, let's start again. The Teveya. First, let's see which case the rush is going on. Again, he grabbed in a case where rights to them are that he has no right to the money. So, it's a cheshman. Let's learn the Rush. Let's see the Rush. I don't think most of you have learned it. It's Simon Bey's in the Rush on the bottom of the first column. I think he says the case the way I said it. Let's see. I was starting five lines from the bottom, six lines from the bottom. Okay, follow the case. The actual case is actually a Gemara a little later. Okay? Okay, following the case. An animal is going at a place where it can't walk without minatezes, without shooting out stones. Ubat of itiza, and it didn't be itiza. So the Gemara is a shayla. You say, king de la yeshala or cheyu. Is this a tzroiris which is part of Bishul Sarabin? Or do you say Lamaisa did it through Biot, so Maisa it's Karen, and then Yechayu, it means she knew the tzroiris for being Nezek. V'sako b'teiku. Now, l'divrei ha'aymer, the whole teiku to tafas lemachin minan. Like this which we name on, that Fisa helps by a teiku. If you grab the behema, mishtalam imena chatzi nezek, you get chatzi nezek. Avagav yesh svek sveka lechatzi nezek. The dilma orche hu pata legamri in tinsalay mehashtamiya machmas biot kaasi dilma yeshina b'tzeres levi nezek. He's saying that you could still keep it, even though there's a svek sveka against you, you still could keep it. So he's saying, since you're right with the Yeshua, right? How's it work out? It's a roiv l'ptor, and how's he paskening? And he's saying you could keep it, so it's like the Pnei Yeshua. What's he saying? He's saying is that tfisa helps, even though you have right to dadim, to pater, so it seems to be right to the Pnei Yeshua. So you have to take a look again in the Shmaitza. I guess he means it as a raya. So it's a raya to the Pnei Yeshua. It's a raya that by raiv, even if you have raiv against you, tfisa still helps. So it's a raya to the Pnei Yeshua, not a kasha to the Pnei Yeshua. Okay, you'll mask him. Huh? Again, you have a case where there's one side it's regel, it's patal gamri. On the case, it's, on the side it's karen, it's 50-50. It could be it's chatzi nezek, it could be it's revi nezek. He's type is chatzi nezek. So even though he has rights against him, tfisa still helps, so it's a right of Pnei Yeshua.
What was the case about Ksuba?
So I take a look there with the cases. No, the Pnei Yeshua is asking on Taisus. Taisus there held that the places there held that you could be typhus with a right. That the woman could be tevei ksuba if they're right to dadim, that she's entitled to the ksuba. This is one, he says she's a bu'ula. And she has two tainus why she might be entitled. Two sveikas. The typhus case, they sure it's on typhus. There I know that it's a, that typhus says echayim. Right? So here, this rush appears to be a raya that Fisa helps even against the Svek Sveka, the Enoch HaMachan arrives, so it's taka raya to the Pnei Yeshua, the Rajba and the Rush hold that it helps. So I guess it's a raya to Pnei Yeshua, not a kasha on the Pnei Yeshua. Okay? Because raya to Dadim are that the Tfisa shouldn't help. The Teveya could come and say, give me back a quarter, because I have a Svek Sveka.
give it back, give me back a quarter, maybe I don't have to pay anything, it's regal. And even if it's Karen, I only have to pay a quarter. So I have a Svek Sveika that says, give it to me. So if you hold Svek Sveika as Maitzi Mamin, so then when the Nizik is typhus, the Mazik could say, give me back a quarter. You're only entitled to a quarter in the Suffolk. That's it. Right? The Teveya here is the Mazik who's coming to be Teveya Mekhev Svek Sveika. He says, you're typhus. You only have a right to Chatzi Nezek, only if both Tzedakim are true. On one out of the Tzedakim, you have a right to Chatzi Nezek. I should be able to be Maitzi Mamun, a Tain of Svek Sveika. That could be Maitzi, your typhus for me. If it's regular, I get it all back. And if it's Karen, I get a quarter back. So the Chol HaPachas, give me a quarter back. And the Rosh says, no, that Tfisa helps, even against the Svek Sveika. So from this Rosh, we see that Tfisa helps against the Svek Sveika. So it's like the Pnei Yeshua. Then we say, Enochem Mamach Harayv, it includes Enochem Mamach Svek Sveika. Okay, Mishkech. So this seems to be a raya then to Pnei Yeshua. What he writes at the end in the Shev Shmaitza is that maybe Sveika Dedina is different. Maybe only by a Suffolk and Metzias, Tosis holds a Svek Sveika works by Rav. Suffolk there, Suffolk and Metzias, or Shibisuda or Bu'ula. But a Suffolk and Din, it's Kulachad Sveika, it's all one Suffolk, what's the Psak? That's what the Shev Shmaita says, Balash and Efshir at the end. But otherwise, it seems to be right from this Rosh, seems to be right this way from Rosh. Okay, let's see. Let's do one more Ibaya. Boy Ravashi. Koyach koychai lesumchis ke koychai dami oylai. Migama halacha mutla be koyach koychai. Agim lo gamar halacha klal teich. What's the shayla? The sumchis hold is no such thing as tzrayus at all. Or the sumchis hold that is tzrayus but only be koyach koychai. So the Gemara has a teiku on this shayla. The Rambam and the Rif do not bring this ibaya. Why not? It's pasha. So what's the Gemara's ibaya? By Rava, by Ravashi, kaya l'sumchis now. Gemara's ibaya is like sumchis. So since the Gemara's ibaya is only like sumchis, vice dies that we don't pass them like sumchis. So like sumchis, a shayla wants to do kaya kaya. Well, the Didan, it's Pashut. Which way is it Pashut? The Gemara has a shy light, so just of Kaya Kaifa Kaifa. Why? Because Farth is some type of Alacha Mashim Sina Tzrayvis, so maybe Sumchis holds it by Kaya Kaifa. By us, we're saying, Lididan, what? For sure. Tzrayus and it's Chayim or Tzrayus and it's Bach. Lididan, let's try that. Let's say we have two possibilities. Either Lididan, it's Poshit, and it's Chayim. Or Lididan, it's Poshit, and it's Pachim. L'chayra, which way is more of a stabber? Hard to say. Depends on what you hold about Kaya Kaychay. So it's the same Shire as the Gemara. Do you look at Kaya Kaychay like Kaychay? Or you look at it now like Kaychay. But it seems that without Sumchis, one side would be Pashit, and one side is a Chiddush. Which side is Pashit, which side is a Chiddush? The Chayr was stuck in Svara, how to work it. Let's say the Svara is that Kayach Kaychay. Which way did you say it's starting the way? You're saying that Kaya Kaychay is Chayim. Let's say the Svara is Kaya Kaychay is like Kaychay. Okay? And so what's the Gemara's Ibaya like Sumchis? Maybe here there's a Tzrayris and it's Chayim Chatzi Nezek. Have a cash. Tosis on Gimel Amud Beis said that the Halacha Moshe Messina of Tzrayris only comes to be Mekel. not to be machia. If you're going to say that the svara of kayach kaychai is that it's the kaychai, and the boyer like sumchis is should you pay chatzi nezek, we have a problem. Because the halacha b'shiv sinai of tzrayris taisus that is coming lahakel olav, not lahashmei olav. So if you're going to tell me that the svara is kayach kaychai is like kaychai, which means that sumchis chayav nezek shalayim, so what's Rav Ashi's ibaya? In fact, Rav Ashi and ibaya, does Tzoriris come and tell you chatzi nezek? Chayav can't be. My Tosis. Tosis held that Tzoriris is an ibaya that comes to be mekel. Is Al Shasin comes to be mekel. So the Gemara has a shayla at Tzumchis of Kaya Kaychai is Kekaychai. Chayav must be that in Svara Kaya Kaychai is Pater. The Kaya Svara. Help me out again. Then Tzvara Kaya Kaychai is Chayav. And Svara is Kay, Lahakulam. So it's a right to what you say. If you're going to say the Svara is Kakakhe's Potter, and the Iboya here, like some kisses that maybe were Machmir, but Taisa said that it doesn't come. Lachim Shina, it doesn't come Lahashmir Allah, it only comes Lahakil Allah. So Lachayra, we have to learn the Gemara this way. The Iboya is, Kakakhe really is Chayiv. Kakakhe is Kakakhe. And like the Rabbanu Kayakayche is Kekayche, you know, Pechatzi Nezek, because the Rabbanu Kayakayche pays Chatzi Nezek. Kayakayche pays Chatzi Nezek. So definitely the Svar is Kayakayche Kekayche. Now we have an Ibayi. We have Allah Mishasina, Tzrayris Lahakal Allah. What's the din according to Subchis? Is it Mekel or isn't it Mekel? So, Bechayra, in this Gemara, at least by Taisa Shita, we have Klar. That the svara chitzayna is that kaykaycha is kaykaycha. Now we're going to have to see if that holds true based on the sugi and makis, zayin on the days, the beginning of the second parak. So that we'll see in Yitzhashem tomorrow. But I just want you to know that Taisvis disagree with the Rif and the Rambam. Taisvis later on Chafbez on the days. Taisus holds that this ibaya, the shayla of kaykaychai kaykaychai, even though the Gemara is a light sumchis, that it's true according to, I'm sorry, Chafal from the days. Tais Dibra Maskal Adam. Taisus there says that the ibaya is, if kaykaychai kaykaychai is going like the Rabbanan as well. You have to understand, according to him, why is the Gemara Eskele Samchis? So I'm not sure. But the Gra there, the Gra Sagra says, let's argue with the Rif. And it's Hashem, we'll try to come back to it tomorrow. It's already, time's ticking, so I'm going to have to, we'll do this a little bit tomorrow. We'll have to go back as well. So be prepared ahead.